Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. An Israeli political leader says if elected prime minister, he will build the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Moshe Feiglin, head of the Jewish Leadership Movement and a member of Prime Minister Netanyahu's Likud party, said that if he was elected as Prime Minister of Israel, he will try and build the destroyed temple in Jerusalem, something that is the aspiration of every Jew. Feiglin said that he would take away control over the Temple Mount from the Islamic Trust that now has custodial responsibilities of this sacred spot and reinstate Jewish sovereignty over the entire mount and hopefully rebuild the temple. Feiglin said that Israeli political leaders since 1967 have missed the chance to realize every Jew's aspiration to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The statement by an Israeli political leader that if elected prime minister, he would rebuild the Jewish temple in Jerusalem has an interesting connection to Bible prophecy on the subject of the temple. If you have a moment, think about this with me. On a daily basis, and three times every day, many religious Jews pray for the rebuilding of their temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Most Israeli political leaders shy away from any talk about the temple, realizing if there is to be a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, that the Dome of the Rock, a Muslim commemorative building, must be removed, which assuredly would spark a major conflict in the Middle East. Now that for the first time an Israeli politician is saying that if elected prime minister, he would rebuild the temple, the prospects increase for that major Jewish-Muslim conflict. What is so interesting is that Bible prophecy predicts both will happen. There will be a conflict over Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, and there will be a temple rebuilt on that sacred spot. Zechariah, the ancient Jewish prophet, wrote 2,500 years ago that Jerusalem in the last days would be the center of controversy. That's Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. The prophet also said that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, would return and rebuild the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, verse 12. Whether an Israeli prime minister will ever have a part in building the temple on the Temple Mount or not, Messiah will rebuild the temple. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...